diagnosing diseases isn't always easy, especially when it comes to very rare ones. Helen Piper is the mother of 4-year-old Alex, who has an undiagnosed developmental disorder. She told us how difficult it's been living without a diagnosis.
We first noticed something wasn't quite right quite early on, probably about 8 to 10 weeks. He wasn't focusing on people. He didn't make eye contact. He wasn't smiling. And he was very floppy on his neck. Our first doctor was in no help at all. She literally took one look at him and went, "Oh, well, he's probably got Asperger's, but that's okay. Here's a leaflet." And off I went out the door, and I cried so much because you just think, well, this is not very supportive, and I'm not at all sure that's right. So I took him back again and saw a different GP who, again, almost took one look at him and went, "No, that's neurological." And so off we ran on a series of various trips too. And we started off with a paediatrician, and we've seen, you know, neurologists. We've had genetics involved, all to try and work out what's going on, and nobody has been able to give us an answer. It was extremely isolating because there are no pathways that are, I suppose, obvious for you when you don't have a diagnosis. If you have a label for your child, there are at least obvious pathways down to travel in terms of support groups, in terms of input from social services. We were quite lucky in that on one of our visits to Great Ormond Street, I cried over them and said, there must be a support group somewhere. And they said, "Oh, you know, have you heard of SWAN?" SWAN stands for Syndromes Without a Name, and it's an amazing charity that supports all the parents of children who have no diagnosis. We call our children swans because it's quite a nice, graceful name for these beautiful children of ours.